case you have to jump off. I mean, I know you do have to jump off.
6:14 p.m. Can I get a motion to vote on the discussion from executive?
Make a motion to vote on the settlement agreement as discussed in executive session.
I second.
All right, it's been moved by Mrs. Holmes and seconded by Bishop Thomas that the board vote on the settlement discussion that took place in executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the agreement has been adopted, and Dr. Manucci, please move forward with executing that settlement. I'll now entertain a motion to vote on adopting the state COVID relief leave policy.
So moved.
I'll second.
All right, it's been moved again by Mrs. Holmes and seconded by Bishop Thomas that the Academy of Dover adopt the state of Delaware COVID relief leave policy retroactive to August 16th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the motion carries. And so now we'll go back to our agenda. As I mentioned before, Mrs. Holmes is going to drop off, but Dr. Fletcher should be here very shortly, but we're going to keep moving forward. I am here. Oh, here's Dr. Fletcher. Excellent. I can't see the participants all the time. But thank you, Dr. Fletcher. I just wanted to mention before we move forward, because we do have a board member who has another commitment, that the board recognized the service of the late Mrs. Phyllis Robinson, who did, and I wanted to say this on the record, who served on our board very graciously and gave up her time, her commitment, and most importantly, her educational experience. Bishop Thomas, if you could just let the rest of the board members know the arrangements for Mrs. Robinson in case anybody is available to attend her funeral.
Wait a minute, Miss Robinson died?
Yes.
When did that happen?
She passed away on Wednesday.
I had no clue.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to hear that. I really had no clue. I've not heard that.
I just found out too.
It was pretty sudden. It was pretty sudden.
Those services for Mrs. Robinson will be Saturday. The viewing will be from 9 until 11. The Jesus Love Temple in Milford, Delaware.
Yeah.
And then the service will follow at 11. And then the interment will follow at the Odd Fellows Cemetery in Camden, Delaware. And so I will make sure that I provide you all with the address if you would like to send a card to her husband, Mr. Jackie Robinson. And I will provide that to you if anyone would like to do that.
That would be excellent.
I know. I cried.
And I believe from what I heard, services are being handled by Pippin Funeral.
Yes. Pippin Funeral Home has charge of the remains. Yes.
Right. But if you all would like to view the obituary, you can visit their website and certainly leave a message of condolence. But I'd just like to say, as a fellow board member of Mrs. Robinson, we thank her for her service and thank her family for letting her give up her time away from them to our board and making our school a better place because of her service. It was suddenly an unexpected loss, and we will all feel it. So now I'll get back to the agenda. Can we post the minutes from the last board meeting, Dr. Marin?
Yes. Go there.
adopt the meeting minutes from the August 26, 2021 Cap and Dover board meeting.
I move that we adopt the minutes from August Academy of Dover meeting.
All right. It's been properly moved by Dr. Fletcher.
I'll second that motion.
And seconded by Bishop Thomas that we approve and adopt the board meeting minutes from the August 26, 2021 meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. The minutes are approved. We'll now go to public comment. I don't think we have any at this time. I did just want to recognize for those joining us, Dr. Mernucci, I know you said you have an assistant principal now. If they could just jump in this in the frame so we can see and they can just introduce themselves.
Need to inspect you. So we have Mrs. Girardi, and we've decided her title is Deputy Principal Assistant. She's coming to us. She's had many years of experience working with Office of Management and Budget, the Secretary of the Office of Management and Budget. So she comes with a lot of executive and leadership experience. We're super glad to have her on board.
Well, welcome on behalf of the board, and we look forward to working with you.
Thank you very much.
And we also have Mrs. Bartsch, who is our new financial specialist. So, again, we have somebody that has a lot of experience. So she comes having been an accountant at the Department of Agriculture, right? Okay, I always say the wrong one. So she has been able to just jump on board and understand the lovely FSF system without having to go through all the hurdles and training classes. So we're super happy to have her on board as well.
All right, welcome.
Thank you.
As well. All right, we will now go to the finances.
Okay. So, as we look at the financial report, we have received some of our monies. We are still waiting for some other money. We have received the majority of our operations. So we received about 92% of our operations budget. That number, that 2.76 million is still a fluctuating number. It will go up. It has gone up actually since I prepared this report for you. And it will go up a little bit more. So it shifts based on the number of students enrolled and the staff that we have allocated to the positions. So there's some finalization happening as we approach September 30th and the unit count. At the next meeting, that number will be a final figure that we'll be able to actually work from and know where we stand. So it's going up. It's actually, so it shows right on this report that we're anticipating 221,000. We're actually up to just under 300,000 anticipated receipts right now. So we are steadily looking at the numbers, looking at the data, making sure everything is coded exactly right so that we get credit for all of what we are doing for our students in our academy. We also have, so I want to point out, there is a line on here that's a new line. I showed it to you last board meeting as well. The sub-reimbursement for family leave, you will start seeing that number go up. And that is because we get reimbursed for the substitute that is in place for Mrs. Gallagher, one of our teachers that is out on maternity leave right now. So at the point when that leave is finished, then we will get reimbursed, we're getting reimbursed that amount for the cost of the substitute. There's the charter transportation and the charter transportation surplus amounts. That's from last year's transportation money, and we've been working on spending that money so that
so that we are working on using up the old money first and then going with the new money after that. On the state fund side, we're starting to receive the cafeteria funds. So we started with a carryover from last year, and we get reimbursed for our expenses that we have there. Local funds, we are now looking at a budget of $1.24 million in local funds. So local funds is the funds that are, those are the funds that we, any of these local funds, we earn interest on. So this has been our last resort spending section. And if you remember, 2 years ago, we carried over just under $300,000 in local funds. Last year, we didn't spend any of our local funds. And this year, we're not anticipating spending any of our local funds either. So we are at this moment, there's an expectation that we're going to receive about $470,000. That's a guesstimate number at this point. It's a very informed guesstimate number, but it's not a finalized number. It won't be finalized until the unit count finishes, and that amount is paid to us by the local school districts from which we receive students, and that number changes based on whether they have special education needs or general education needs and such. So it's going to be close to that amount, but not exactly that amount. And then we have our federal funds. So down at the bottom, you can see our federal funds. What you'll notice is they're all old. So we have not yet loaded our federal funds for this fiscal year. There were two tweaks that needed to be made on our consolidated grant application submission. So those have been made, and the grant just needs to go back through the approval process again. And then those funds will get loaded. So we're anticipating that those will be loaded hopefully in time for the next board meeting reporting. We have some of the older funds. We're watching that 240114 line for professional development. There's about a little under $300 left, and we've already expended that. So we very closely monitor the end dates to make sure that we don't lose any money. Below that, you'll see the breakdown of all the basic categories. And what I think is important to note is, is that we have a $1.47 million contingency, as well as $568,000 unallocated. So we are in a very healthy financial position at this point, and we continue to make it, our intent is to continue to make it even healthier as we keep going. So we are 17% through the school year, and we are at about 12% expended at this point. So does anyone have any questions on that page? Okay. So moving on, the next sheet is the summary sheet, where this is probably the sheet that I watch the most because it tells us all of our funding appropriations, how much is budgeted, how much we've received at this point, how much we're still expecting to receive, as well as how much is encumbered, expended, the balance, and then the end date. So if you remember, the end dates that are in the pink are just flagged for us internally to watch. The two top end dates in the state funds are pink because those are true end dates. The rest of the state funds actually ends up rolling over, but those two we know we have to spend or we lose. So we make sure that we watch those numbers. And then under the federal funds, that end date is coming up. It's coming up in 2 months. So November 30th, and that's that $274 that actually has already been spent at this point, just not at the time of the reporting for the end of August. So does anyone have any questions on that? Lastly is our actual expenses side. So you can see again that we're at 17% of the year, and we're sitting at 16% expended on the salaries line. We're sitting at 15.6 expended on the OEC line, at 15.7 on the contracted services, 20.7 on the supplies and materials, and there's a very valid reason to be over. because we don't continue buying like the instructional materials, the textbooks, custodial supplies. Those are much heavier initial year, start of the year purchase items. We need to start the year with all of our instructional materials, not buy it as the year goes on. Same with the custodial supplies. So we've spent quite a bit of money on the front end buying the equipment, buying the textbooks, making sure that, you know, our teachers all had the curriculum materials in place. So that's why that's a little higher. And then, again, you'll see the unallocated amount and the contingency reserve amount. This budget is based on 370 pupils. As of right now, we are 102% enrolled. So our enrollment is 370, and we have 379 students. That's going to shift slightly as we're in the last bit of the unit count period. We're still going through, and if we have a student that's not showing at all, if a student doesn't show at all during that 10-day window, then we aren't allowed to count them. So we're making phone calls, we're doing home visits, we're doing everything we can to make sure that we have every child that plans to attend in our building attending, so, or attending remotely if so that we are able to actually count them and keep our numbers where we're looking for them to be. So does anybody have any questions on that? Okay. That concludes my report then.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Marinucci. I'll now entertain a motion to approve the budget as of, and Dr. Marinucci, you got to remind me again.
It's
a couple screens open.
It's the as of August 30th.
August 30th, 2021, AOD financial report.
I move to approve.
All right. Second. And moved by Mr. Murphy and seconded by Bishop Thomas that we approve the August 30th, 2021, the budget report, I'm sorry, as of August 30th, 2021 for AOD. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The finances have been approved. And I'm going to assume we can move past the next two items, Dr. Marinucci, or do we need to vote on the attendance update?
No. Yes, actually, we do. I think we do need to. No, did you do that at the beginning?
No.
Okay. No, we do need to vote on the attendance update, which is this letter.
Okay, if you could just give us a quick overview before.
Absolutely. So the state of Delaware, there was the 10-day COVID leave act. The state of Delaware.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we did vote on.
Yes.
That is you. Yes. Okay. I didn't know that's the same thing. That was what it was.
That is.
Yep. Yep. We voted on it. All right. I apologize. Okay.
Sorry,
so we'll go back to the agenda. Dr. Marinucci, we'll move to your report.
Okay. So, essentially, we're dealing with two real big things at this moment, COVID and enrollment, the unit count. And then I guess there's the third big thing is the charter renewal. So there's a lot going on in the building. We are definitely seeing more cases of COVID now with students than we did last year. So last year, we had only a couple of students that ever were in the building that tested positive. This year, we have had more students test positive. Their symptoms are mild, though, which is fortunate, and I'm very grateful for that. So the primary symptoms we're seeing with students, or anyone really with the Delta variant, is that they either have an upset stomach, they're vomiting, or they have a sinusy kind of upper respiratory thing. The RSV virus is also going rampant right now. So we're doing our temperature checks. We're doing our sanitization. We've got the vendor that we buy the spray from that we use, those special machines that we purchased over a year ago. The vendor that we bought that from has said that once a day spraying is enough. We do it all day long. I would rather do more than not enough. So the custodial team is just constantly walking around spraying and bleach, washing things down with bleach. And so we are doing everything to keep our building as sanitized and safe as possible.
We do have more students enrolled. So the spacing, last year we were able to keep the kids 6 feet apart. This year they're closer than that. We are still following the DPH guidelines and all of that. We did this past week, because of the number of cases we were seeing, we did put out to parents that we wanted to go, if they were able to, so it was a choice, if they were able to have their children participate remotely this week that we're currently in. We asked them to do so just so we could kind of take a breath from everything and stop the number of positives we were seeing, and that has worked. We have offered, and we have had some parents say that they want to continue with the remote or a hybrid model where the kids are in class sometimes and at home others, and we are working with our families to work and do what's right for the kids. So each family is making a decision, and we're working to support their wishes and the way that they would like to have their child instructed. So our teachers are doing an incredible job with making sure that the kids are getting everything they need. So they've gone back to, and thankfully we were doing it all last year, so a lot of the work has been done. They're able to replicate and just recreate the online course that they've already created all the materials for, but it still takes its toll, and it's definitely something where when we walked into the school year after having a summer academy without any cases, we thought for certain we were going to start the school year without any cases, and so it's definitely been a little bit of a setback for us in our hearts, I think, with seeing the number of cases. And it hasn't been a huge amount. It was 2%, now it's 4%. So it's not terribly significant, but it's definitely more than we want to see and more than we saw last year. We have a new nurse this year, and she is absolutely phenomenal. We've held parent sessions, Google Zoom, or we've held Zoom meetings and all of that. So we've done it with her, we've done it with me and Mr. Hudson, and we're just making sure that we're keeping that partnership that our academy has grown known for with our families. And the second update is on enrollment. I was just curious, and I was looking at the math and where we've been. So at this point, we're at 379 students. Last year we were at 329. The year before that we were at 266. And so we went from we went up 63 students, and again this year we went up by 50 students. So we're definitely moving in the right trend, especially with that at 102% enrolled. We've also, just over the past couple of years, with the numbers changing the way they have, we've increased by 11 teaching units, which is significant. So we are now sitting at 29 teaching units. And at the point when we cross the 30 mark, we earn another secretarial unit, and a lot of other things happen as a result of that. So financially, crossing 30 is going to be a really significant thing. Last year we crossed 20, and this year we're hovering. We're right at it. I don't know if we'll get past 30 this year, but what I do know is that next year we will if we don't this year. So it's been really exciting to see the growth and the transition that the Academy has made just in a short time. So that is my update. Do you have any questions for me?
Are any questions from the members of the board?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, Dr. Manucci. That sounds awesome, and I'm happy to hear those numbers as well. We'll now move to Mrs. Comegys and the teacher's report.
Hi, guys.
Good evening, Ms. Comegys.
I just want to say we are trying our best. Teacher morale is pretty high for everything that's going on. We have a lot of parents that are keeping their kids home this week to help with the spread, to stop the spread. I have a consideration for the board. I'm going to ask the board to consider something. We've worked really hard as a school, as you guys know, to turn it all around and grow in lots of ways. So we've worked really hard to not only grow the teaching staff as well, but to retain the teaching staff that we have grown. So I was going to ask if you guys would consider making a budget line for the tuition reimbursement for teachers at this moment. Because I know there are several teachers that are going back to better themselves so that we can do better by our students.
All right, thank you. I think that's an excellent suggestion.
Thank you.
And it's something the board needs to discuss, but I don't think we need to have a lot of discussion. We can't vote on it at this moment, but
right.
We can certainly make sure that we discuss it and bring it up at the next board meeting if we can come up with a plan. Mrs. Komagis, if I can get together a small committee of board members, that I would probably initially include you and Bishop Thomas.
Okay.
On that, the initial members of that committee, if you are able to get together and do a short, I don't know, research study of how that would look and present it to the board.
Okay. Doable.
Is that Bishop Thomas, are you amenable to that as well?
Okay. And I have one more thing. Can I add one more thing? Or am
yes.
I cut off?
No.
Okay. Is this thing on? We're also being recognized by the National Charter School Alliance, the National Charter School Alliance, so I just want to say that too. I forgot.
Excellent.
They're coming to interview us. They want to know what we're doing.
Excellent.
I'm leaving
Thank
now.
You, yes, I will. That's the point. That's all I was going to do. No problem. I figured as much. I do that all the time. So after the meeting, Bishop Thomas and Dr. Marinucci, if we could have just a quick 1 minute conversation just to get together.
Absolutely.
Sure. All right. We'll now move on to Mrs. Murphy and the PTO report.
Good evening, everybody. Just real quick, we have one of our first, actually the first fundraiser going on, which is Joe Burgies. So far, I know on my son's part, he has done very well in getting some people to purchase. I know there have been a few issues with the online site, the website, and I've been in contact with our representative for Joe Corby's in getting that remedied. So it should be back up and running right now. Other than that, I've been making a few phone calls regarding a possible fall festival type thing, which I will get with Dr. Marinucci on that and the particulars. Other than that, that's all we have going on right now.
All right. Thank you so much, Mrs. Murphy. We are at the end of our meeting, so I want to thank all of our board members for getting on this evening. Our next meeting will be set for October the 28th, which is going to be that fourth Thursday in October. And I guess at that meeting, we'll decide about our November meeting, but we'll move that around at that time. Again, if you are able to attend Mrs. Robinson's funeral this weekend, please try to do so. I know Bishop Thomas will be in attendance there. Again, I want to say this on the record to memorialize her and thank her for her service and to thank her family of letting her give her time to AOD. Before I entertain a motion to adjourn, I'll ask if there are any announcements from any of the board members or any of the staff or Dr. Marinucci.
If I can just add with, just to kind of elaborate on what Ms. Komagis was saying, the National Charter School Alliance has seen what has happened to our academy, how much we have turned around. And we also participated in a national survey of staff satisfaction last year, and we outranked the national average. So they are coming here to actually interview some of our staff and find out how we've done what we've done, which I think is just phenomenal.
That is excellent.
We're going to be on billboards is what I'm hearing.
Excellent. All righty. Well, hearing no other announcements, I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second.
Moved by Dr. Fletcher and seconded by Bishop Thomas, and I believe Ms. Kovacic as well, that we adjourn our September 23rd, 2021 meeting at 6:44 p.m. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We are off the record.